This last poem is called From What I Understand About Liberation Theology. It's kind of long. But anyway, folks, today I want to talk about liberation theology. It seems like a really good thing. So in South America, there were all these Catholic people, like nuns. And there were all these poor people, like with dirty faces. This was in the 60s. And it was terrible to be poor in Guatemala, for example. There were so many ways to die. All the nuns and stuff tried to help out. A bunch of them died too. It was rough. They were heavily influenced by the Bible. The Bible says, no one claimed that any possession was his own, but they shared everything they had. The Bible is, hey man, super ika cool. Therefore, poverty is a theological problem. Also, racism and, like, sexism, these are theological problems. But the bishops and the pope or whatever tried to be like, the nuns and stuff are wrong about this. They are wrong trying to liberate people from poverty, not sin. And that was wrong, is what the bishops said. But from a liberation theologian's point of view, Christians ought to care about social justice more. If you ask them, they'd say they were right on the money issue. But I think they all met somewhere in the middle and said, sin is the cause of poverty. But I don't know. I don't think the cool people meant that you were poor on account of your sin. You know? Because all the cool people are big into grace. Anyway, I think the thinking was actually that poverty and racism was caused by the rich people's sins. I might be wrong about this. I mean, it would probably be more accurate to say that sin in general caused poverty in general. I guess that's not saying a whole hell of a lot, though. However, I don't want to keep you here all night. I know there is a lot vying for your attention. These are just the basic things we've got to cover about liberation theology. They had a conference in Mexico. The liberation theologians were all banned. But the Pope said some stuff and all the scholars got together and wrote a 10,000-word response in 4 hours. It was pretty cool. This was in the late 70s. The 1970s, you see. And thanks to them, we know that forgiveness only matters when it's impossible to forgive.